Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is January 4th, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Selective use of thromboaspiration in STEMI, CMR evidence against routine practice. This study provided cardiac magnetic resonance imaging evidence against the routine use of thromboaspiration as an adjunct to primary percutaneous coronary intervention in ST elevation myocardial infarction. The data demonstrated concerns about thromboaspiration's potential to aggravate microvascular injury. The study confirmed that the effect of thromboaspiration on microvascular perfusion remains uncertain, leading to the conclusion that routine application is not supported. Article number 2. Transcatheter aortic valve replacement for mixed aortic valve disease versus predominant aortic stenosis. This meta-analysis compared the survival of patients with mixed aortic valve disease versus predominant aortic stenosis following transcatheter aortic valve replacement. The study found that patients with mixed aortic valve disease demonstrated distinct survival outcomes compared to those with predominant aortic stenosis. This research provides crucial insights into differential survival rates for specific aortic valve pathologies undergoing transcatheter aortic valve replacement, TAVR. Article number 3. Comparison of functional tricuspid regurgitation following transcatheter atrial septal defect closure in adult patients with sinus rhythm, post-ablation sinus rhythm, and permanent atrial fibrillation. This study compared the sequential changes in functional tricuspid regurgitation following transcatheter atrial septal defect closure across different pre-procedural cardiac rhythms. The research categorized patients into groups with sinus rhythm after catheter ablation for atrial fibrillation, and permanent atrial fibrillation. The data demonstrated differential changes in tricuspid regurgitation based on the patient's baseline and post-ablation cardiac rhythm status after atrial septal defect closure. Article number 4. Persistent racial disparities in chronic limb-threatening ischemia outcomes and utilization among U.S. Medicare patients. This study demonstrated persistent racial disparities in chronic limb-threatening ischemia outcomes and healthcare utilization among U.S. Medicare patients. The data showed that Black patients continued to experience higher amputation rates and reduced access to vascular care compared to white beneficiaries. Despite national campaigns aimed at improving peripheral arterial disease outcomes, these disparities were found to persist over time. Article number 5. Unmasking myocardial bridge-related ischemia by quantitative flow ratio functional evaluation. This study found that quantitative flow ratio functional evaluation effectively unmasked myocardial bridge-related ischemia. The data demonstrated that this functional assessment method is crucial for identifying the hemodynamic impact of myocardial bridges, which are segments of epicardial coronary arteries passing through myocardial muscle. The findings highlight the utility of quantitative flow ratio in assessing myocardial bridge severity for informed treatment decisions, particularly in cases where these bridges are associated with cardiovascular conditions. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.